This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. And one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy Bobo-pedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Good morning and welcome. It's hour number two of the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here at 7:07. Your time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. Top story, Maduro pleads not guilty. Next court appearance, March. Now, then there's his wife, Celia Flores. What's her deal? Well, like her husband, she pleaded not guilty to all charges against her, which also include cocaine importation conspiracy and possession of machine guns. Abroad with machine guns. That's sexy. That's not criminal. Flores is accused of accepting massive bribes from drug dealers to smooth cartel routes, and her nephews, dubbed Narco Fuse, get
wow.
it? Narco Fuse?
That's funny.
Were previously arrested in the U.S. for cocaine trafficking. Aw, those little entrepreneurs.
Yeah.
According to the U.S. government, they plan to use money from the drug sales to fund Flores' 2015 campaign for National Assembly in Venezuela. It is alleged she participated in the trafficking of cocaine, much of which had been seized by Venezuelan law enforcement at that time with the assistance of armed military escorts while guarded by state-sponsored gangs. And per the indictment against her, the gangs were there to protect their drug trafficking operation. So yeah. She clearly benefited from corrupt acts within the Maduro regime. And the indictments are correct, if they are. That would include receiving and facilitating payments from drug traffickers to operate with impunity within Venezuela. Huh. So she got busted, and that must have been before Maduro was in power, right? Because she was also considered a confidant of Hugo Chavez.
Right.
So there's some interesting twists and turns here that kind of makes you wonder, so who is really in charge in terms of the power that the drug cartels had?
Well, you got police, you got military, gangs. I mean, everybody's involved here.
Yeah.
One way or the other, good side or bad.
Yeah. Meanwhile, who's watching the oil wells, the oil production? Apparently nobody.
Yeah.
As that dwindled, and anyway, we're going to bring all that back, and President Trump, he does have a plan, and he is not sharing all of the details of that plan, and I'm sure they're still formulating some things as well. Is the message being sent to Cuba, basically saying, "Hey, you could be next"? And we know that they operated clearly in conjunction with Venezuela, doing big oil business at the very least. And weren't the bodyguards for Maduro, many of them Cubans?
Yes. Yeah.
So,
they were doing some training there, according to some sources.
Yeah, that's training. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
So is the message being sent? What about Mexico? There we know they've mixed the precursors and the fentanyl in with the cocaine, and it migrates north. We know that. Is there going to be action there?
Hmm.
We hope that the message is being sent, but as of right now, the latest from Mexico, President Claudia Sheinbaum, she basically doubled down on her country's rejection of the weekend's raid that led to the capture of Nicolas Maduro. And during her morning news conference, Sheinbaum read a prepared statement where she blasted the U.S. operation, claiming it had led to the apprehension of Maduro and his wife and the loss of lives in Venezuela. Mexico reaffirms a principle that is not new and historic, rejecting intervention in other countries' affairs. Well, guess what, lady?
Wow.
Your country men, your country people,
mm-hmm.
have certainly intervened into our nation and poisoned hundreds of thousands of people with fentanyl,
mm-hmm.
basically killing them. So you're standing up like you're taking some sort of moral high ground?
Well, you might even say that just by letting millions come through your border, you affected our country and the way that our country and our countrymen live.
Absolutely.
I mean, you've affected our economy and everything else.
The politician claimed that, contrary to the current rhetoric, intervention in Latin America has never brought democracy, nor generated well-being, nor brought lasting democracy. Unilateral actions and invasions cannot be the basis for international relations in the 21st century. They don't lead to peace nor prosperity. Well, listen, before you had this communistic, socialistic takeover by Hugo Chavez, 25 years ago? You didn't have a perfect economy, but you had one that was actually, the economy was greater than that of China at the time.
Mm-hmm.
And that, yes, there were still people that were struggling, and there were pockets of people living in utter poverty. Now, that is true. But was it 100% better then than it is currently? Absolutely. And you don't have to believe me. Talk to anybody who came from there.
Yeah.
They'll tell you exactly that story. We talked to a nice lady yesterday, Maria,
mm-hmm.
who told us exactly that. So, you know, Claudia Sheinbaum, look, she's trying to cover her tracks, I guess. But basically, the message has been sent by President Trump. Look, you're going to get, if you want to be a leader, you got to get out of the drug business. And you have to stop the drug business, at least stop it from coming into our country, because if you don't, there's going to be a price to pay. And you've seen it before your very eyes. The ability of Delta Force to go in there and extract the president and his wife without any harm to them.
Yep.
And with no American loss of life.
Shouldn't that be the message? Maybe you shouldn't be mouthing off? Just a thought. I say that for Colombia and Mexico.
Yeah, you wonder.
I mean, I know you want to look tough. I get it. But is that the
and you want to try to turn it into, Latinos against, American overreach, mm-hmm. is, I guess, the scenario in the picture she's attempting to paint. But no. I don't.
No.
I mean, how many people know? How would you like to be a cop in Mexico?
No way.
You're either corrupt or dead.
Yeah.
It's kind of basically how it appears it works.
Judges, mayors, fill in the blank.
And then, there's a whole another scenario and situation with Colombia,
mm-hmm.
and their president. So it's going to be interesting moving forward to see how some of these things unfold, if we see some real changes, if the president, our President Trump, is going to have to kind of push for these changes, so to speak,
mm-hmm.
using a certain amount of force, perhaps, from time to time. We'll have to see. The hope is that these other regimes, that they kind of fall into line. But if you listened earlier and I talked about how powerful our CIA is and how that renders some of our lawmakers basically powerless because they're afraid, well, it's the same thing. They're afraid of the cartels in these other countries. So it's easy for us to say, hey, knock off the drug trafficking.
Mm-hmm.
Well, good luck with that. But what they need to do is form a relationship with our president that'll help them to eradicate these drug cartels. But they're entrenched. I mean, you tell people that their gravy train is going away, and watch how, like a cornered animal, it's not going to be an easy task to take care of. So we've got plenty more coming up dealing with that whole situation with Maduro, his wife, and how that is going to affect business and politics in both Mexico and Colombia. Also, Senator Rick Scott is going to weigh in. We're going to have him on at approximately 8:35 this morning. And so I know that he has some pretty strong opinions on the Venezuelan situation.
I started to say he usually does. And then you specified a topic.
And then if he isn't fired up, it usually doesn't take much from me.
No, it doesn't. No.
7:16 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Coming up next, it's your turn. Call in. Air it out. Get it off your chest. Whatever's bugging you. What's bugging you is next. And it's brought to you by Florida Pest Control. The only bugs they can't control are litter bugs. So call in now. 877-975-9825. What's bugging you? Next on 97.3 The Sky.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media, and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life, and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
You think with all this Nicolas Maduro talk and all that, everybody's going to be watching Netflix looking for Scarface?
Oh.
You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. There's a commonality
there. Drug trade and, yeah.
Yeah. Come get me? Kind of mentality.
Yeah, come and get me.
Yeah, well. Yeah. Watch what you...
I squish you like a cockroach.
Watch what you ask for.
Tony Montana. Mm. That was a great movie. Plus, it had Michelle Pfeiffer in it. You know what
I was going to say, I knew it would have to go that direction somehow.
All right, we have work to do. This segment is called What's Bugging You? So what do you think you do? You call in and tell us what's bugging you. 877-975-9825. Call in now. What's Bugging You? Brought to you by Florida Pest Control. The only bugs they can't control are litter bugs. Please don't be one of those. I've got one right. Oh, you want to go first?
Go ahead, Bob.
No, Bob.
Okay.
So I'm not dogging the dealership here at all. I'm just saying I know prices, things are expensive.
Yes, they
okay?
are. Yeah.
And you got bills to pay. Well, I took my car in because my AM/FM radio on my car that's a 2021 stopped working. And you know, there's a lot of electronics in today's vehicles and stuff. And I tried the reset and everything else that I read about on, you know, YouTube and social media. And nothing seemed to be effective. So I took it to the dealership, take it to the source, right? Well, what do you think was the going rate for a replacement radio? This would be an AM/FM radio. Mm-hmm. Now, it's a Bose product, so do you think it's going to be a little bit more than average? So what would you guess?
I put it
now
out.
Now, remember, the car cost me a little over $20,000, so go
right.
ahead.
I put it out like, a little over $2,000 probably. I'm thinking for the part, really, yeah. more than that. So
yeah, and there's the labor's not that bad at all because
I'm just plug-and-play stuff. You pull
it is.
You pull it out, plug in the new one, good to go.
$10,000. Actually, even a little more than that, I think.
$10,000
for a $20,000 car. Basically, I paid a little over $20,000. Had 30,000 miles on it. And by the way, I love the car. I have absolutely no issue with the Hyundai. I am very, very happy with it up until now. But things happen. But for that to be the cost,
well, and you have to go back. You because a friend of mine did this with his BMW. People buy, say, a $70,000 car, it depreciates to $10,000, and then they wonder why parts cost so much. Well, because it was a $70,000 car. Even your car when it was brand new could have been
30-something.
So let's say it was 30. So it's going to cost a third of the value of an entire vehicle just to replace the module that is the radio, navigation, all the things that are all in there together. A third of the value of the whole car.
And if you want a comparison, if you had a battery that goes bad on a hybrid, it would cost less to replace it than that.
Wow.
And that's a big component in a hybrid car, obviously. Mark, good morning. What's bugging you?
Hey, good morning, Bob and Greg. Yeah, you could probably get a small Harley for that $10,000.
Yeah.
What's bugging me, and this has been bugging me through most of life, is I go around seeing ads on TV and in print form, and they're all like, the more you spend, the more you save. And it's like, no, saving is the absence of spending. If they were really being honest, they would be saying, the more you spend, the more you spend. So I see this all the time.
Yeah, but you're ruining it, because I like to shop.
Yeah.
And I go, look, Betsy, I saved 40%.
Yeah.
And
now you're going to,
Yeah. And I get excited over it. But I know the truth.
Yeah.
But you
got to,
Hey,
you think the dealership can get you financing on that $10,000 radio? I got a credit union I can recommend you to.
Oh, I already do business with them, trust me.
Yes, you do.
Kaffir Carol, what's bugging you?
What's bugging me is, Mexico is one of the most corrupt nations on earth. By those that rate those things. And Mexico quadrupled their population between 1950 and 2000 when the United States didn't even double ours. And most of our growth is immigration, but it's not true with Mexico. I ran into a retired UF professor that had spent years there working for UF in Mexico. And he said that the Mexican president would get on the radio and TV and urge their people to have more babies. And then they quadrupled their population because the goal is to send them to the United States, illegally or illegally, to send back remittances. And often it is the leading source of their economy is the remittances back from the United States.
That's absolutely, yeah. I know you do your homework, so I know you're right on this. And it's going to be interesting what the impact now that Trump has put the kibosh on all that.
Yep.
That's going to be interesting financially, and maybe that's one of the reasons why maybe Claudia Sheinbaum's not going to want to deal
yeah,
effectively with Trump. Pam, good morning. What's bugging you?
Good morning. Well, you know that I love Trump, and I love the direction that the country is going, but he really needs to think about what's coming out of his mouth before he says it. Because this arrest of Maduro was great, and everybody agreed that this was legal until Trump opened his mouth and said, oh, no, we're going to go ahead and run the whole country. Mark Kelly, you know, he needs to be hanged or put in front of a fire squad for treason. You know, he needs to really think about what he's saying because he's distracting from the great things that he is doing.
Yeah, yeah. Hegseth is talking about maybe, like, demoting him.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we'll see. Mm-hmm. 728 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. We'll find out what's bugging Greg after the break. And we've also got our friend Fitz coming in at 8 o'clock, getting fit with Fitz. So get ready. We're going to do some shrugs, some push-ups,
really?
Some squats.
Oh, man.
No, but we will talk to her and get some great information from her. That's coming up. News Talk 97.3 The Sky.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. And one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees.
My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Oh, another day in paradise, my friends. It's a new year, new attitude. Coming up at 8:05, our friend Fitz on fitness and her new book. Looking forward to it very much. Look, if you only get a couple of tidbits out of it that could increase your longevity and quality of life,
yeah,
it'll be well worth it. And plus, she has got a sparkling personality, so I'm looking forward to that. By the way, it's 7:36, your time check, brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. Hey, have you worked for a good leader? Have you seen people run businesses that truly understood what it means to be a great leader? You could find yourself in a good position, but you could make it even better. And there's people that are successful without having great leadership qualities, but they could be more successful if they gain these qualities. And that leads to the Ocala Leadership Conference, which is coming Friday, January 30th at Meadowbrook in Ocala. And you'll hear from some top leadership experts and speakers in the country, including John Maxwell. And you'll learn how some of the most successful CEOs improve their decision making, how to find, develop, and retain talented employees, how to boost morale, leading to more productivity and profitability. Yeah.
It all sounds good.
Well, it is all good. Tickets are on sale now. They're going fast. Use the code COFFEETALK and get $100 off of your ticket price. Go to OcalaLeadershipConference.com, OcalaLeadershipConference.com. I know that's a long word, but when you put it all together, it is just one word.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's how we do things on the interweb.
That's right. And we don't even have to say www.
We don't?
No. It's a given.
Okay.
Yeah.
No, I think we passed that a while ago, but not everybody was on the same program.
They missed that email.
Hey, I thought that one of the reasons that the folks that defended this, the whole sex changing thing and gender changing and all that, was supposed to make these troubled kids happy.
Yes, because
wasn't that the idea?
Yeah, because if you don't let them be who they really are, they get depressed and they go commit suicide. That's what we were told.
Well, because we've got the case here of a hammer-wielding vandal accused of, breaking windows at Vice President J.D. Vance's home in Cincinnati.
That's not very nice.
Who goes by the name Julia. But Julia wasn't always Julia.
Uh-oh.
In fact, legally, his name is William DeFore. 26 years old, arrested early Monday after allegedly shattering four windows at Vance's home. Where is this tie between this gender issue and violence?
That's something we have seen a lot.
Yes.
Look at almost all the recent shooters.
Yeah.
And they've got issues.
And I'm not. Look, this isn't transphobic and picking on things. This is saying what's really going on here? Because clearly this gender thing is, they're just masking.
Well, trans violence
some real
has
issues.
Become a phrase.
This vandal is accused of busting several windows at the VP's house, arrested early Monday. Police said DeFore was attempting to break into the home around midnight. And the family was already gone back to D.C. Now, it's unclear, this according to the New York Post, it's unclear whether DeFore identifies as transgender or non-binary, but he recently appeared to be posting under the name Julia DeFore. Cops listed the suspect's name as William and his gender as male. In his mugshot, DeFore was unkempt, kind of a matted mullet, and that dead-eye stare that so many of these folks seem to share.
Yeah. Nobody's home.
Listen to this. His father, also named William, is a successful Harvard University graduate. Decades spent as a pediatric urologist in Cincinnati and works as a professor at the University of Cincinnati's College of Medicine. The family lives in a $1.3 million house in the city's wealthy Hyde Park neighborhood. And his dad also had donated thousands to Kamala Harris's failed presidential campaign in 2024 after years of small contributions to a PAC that lobbied for urologists. He's also a longtime Democratic Party supporter, according to his public contributions. Donated upwards of $5,000 to former President Joe Biden, former Vice President Harris's respective campaigns in 20 and 24. He also previously backed a federal assault weapons ban in the wake of the Robb Elementary School shooting in Uvalde, Texas, according to his Facebook. Now, this younger DeFore, the one that's been arrested, appeared to have a fall from grace after graduating in 2018 from the Summit Country Day School, where he was hailed as a candidate for the U.S. Presidential Scholars Program.
Wow.
So he had a two-year stint, University of Cincinnati's College Conservatory of Music, appeared to drop out in 2020, according to Facebook, said earlier this year that he was attending Cincinnati State Technical and Community College. Also has a tricky mental health history, including a 2024 sentence for two counts of vandalism at a local interior design company.
Okay.
Instead of a standard conviction, DeFore was sentenced to 2 years of mandatory mental health treatment, which is supposed to be still ongoing. Hey, how's the treatment going? Well, I got to tell you, Doc, I grabbed a hammer and started smashing out the windows of the current vice president of the United States. And how did that make you feel?
I'd say it's not going well. I mean, you graduate from... hitting an interior decorating place to the VP's house.
Yeah.
You're going in the wrong direction here, dude.
It was April of 23. He was charged with trespassing at the UC Health Psychiatric and Emergency Services, originally held on a $10,000 bond, but a judge determined he was not mentally competent to stand trial, and the counts were dismissed in a November 8 filing that year. Okay, if he's not all mentally right. competent to stand trial for this... This isn't, murder or anything.
Mm-hmm.
It's trespassing and other related charges. If this person is not competent, shouldn't they at least be held for observation? Why would it be like ongoing outpatient when if he's not competent
right.
and he's proven that he's a danger to society,
he's violent, yes.
don't you have to do, aren't you bound to do something about that? You can't just say, well, he's not competent to stand trial, so we'll let him run loose. Yeah, but make sure you show up for your appointment every once in a while to talk to the shrink.
And keep him away from hammers.
Yeah, I mean...
Just saying.
DeFore was charged with obstructing official business, criminal damaging or endangering, criminal trespass, vandalism. Court appearance scheduled for sometime today. Obviously a very troubled person, and I don't think that, changing genders is going to change that.
Apparently not.
Yeah.
Mm-mm.
Yeah, it is. It's interesting. And then, of course, if you speak out against this, you're transphobic and all the other things. No, we're concerned about violence. We're concerned about the mental health aspect of it, maybe leading to the violence.
Mm-hmm.
But, who is telling this person, and I don't know who the influences are, but that, maybe changing, who you are to Julia, all your problems are going to go away.
It didn't work.
But it didn't work there, and it hadn't worked in, I don't know if it's
in
a majority,
anyway.
But yep. it's certainly there's a huge number of people that wish they hadn't gone down that path now.
Yeah, and it's too late.
And some of those things, you can't do a redo.
Yeah.
On a double mastectomy.
Uh-uh.
7:45 on the Bob Rose Show, or in his case, it would be a little different, but still a very serious...
Yeah.
If he's going down that path.
Yeah, that's...
7:45 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Our friend Fitz will be along in a few minutes. You're listening to News Talk 97.3, The Sky. Never miss a minute of the show. All you have to do is search The Bob Rose Show on your favorite app. Hit the follow button. You can catch up on every episode, every hour, every highlight, every chuckle, every smart alecky comment.
Ooh, those two?
Yeah, all of it.
Wow.
Whenever it works for you. Now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you get your podcasts. All right. We're looking forward to talking to Fitz. She's going to get a supercharged... In a few minutes, we'll talk to her at 8:05, and, doesn't have to be a New Year's resolution, just longevity, quality of life. Those are things I think we start thinking about as we maybe turn that corner, especially after middle age. Somebody said something like, middle age is not like your 40s or 50s. You're only going to live to 72. So middle age is like 36.
Okay.
Like, what?
Yeah, okay.
Let's not do that math.
No, we don't like that.
That's bad math. Hey, Senator Rick Scott is going to touch base with us 8:35. We're going to talk. What do you think we're going to talk about? Probably Venezuela.
Yeah, he kind of keeps track of these things on the international stage.
Absolutely. Hey, you know, you stay in a hotel.
Okay.
And it's a nice hotel, like a Hilton.
Uh-huh.
Do you think there should be ice there? Because I do.
Oh, yeah. You should be able to run down the hall and get it anytime you want.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But apparently in Minnesota, they had no ice at the Hilton.
Well, it's cold up there anyway.
Yeah, but you still, I mean, doesn't matter how cold it, what are you going to do? Put your drink out on the ledge?
Good point.
I mean, you need ice.
You got to have ice.
But the ice that they didn't have at the Hiltons in Minnesota is ice as in the police ice.
Oh.
Yes.
Okay.
Hilton Hotels used a late afternoon X post on Monday to announce the hotel accused of denying rooms to DHS officers is independently owned and has apologized for the actions of their team.
Oh, wow.
In a follow-up post, they added the hotel has taken immediate action to resolve this matter. Hilton's position is clear. Our properties are open to everyone, and we do not tolerate any form of discrimination. Well, apparently they did.
And it may be a little late.
For a period of time.
I was seeing on the Book of Faces just yesterday, you know, folks spreading the word, hey, you know, forget Hilton. They won't even let ICE stay there. So they may have hurt their business a little already.
Ever since that Hilton girl started putting her dog in a purse, I knew things would go downhill at the hotel.
Oh,
I just
goodness.
Knew it.
Yeah.
Monday morning, Breitbart reported that DHS's allegations that Hilton hotels were denying rooms to DHS officers in the Minneapolis area. Hilton hotels responded to DHS by saying the hotel in question was independently owned. Hey, pal, I don't care if it's independently owned. That's like a franchise. Guess what? Guess what? There's terms and conditions for that franchisee to have that Hilton on their building. Guess what? Yeah, you get the royalties for that, but you're also going to have to assume some responsibilities. Correct? Of course I'm correct. All right. So anyway, they want to straighten this all out and go, wait a second, Hilton Hotels are a welcoming place for everyone. This hotel is independently owned and operated, and the actions referenced are not reflective of Hilton values. We're investing this matter with this individual hotel, investigating it, and can confirm that Hilton works with governments, law enforcement, and community leaders around the world to ensure our properties are open and inviting to everyone. Can you imagine the amount of financial damage of just, say, all the traveling government employees of any sort decided that, well, if you're not going to be friendly to the DHS folks, I guess you don't want government people there.
Mm-hmm.
Imagine what that would do to their bottom line. That would hurt a lot of them.
And then you expand that to just, like I said, you put it on social media and conservatives around the country are going, oh, you don't want to support our law enforcement? Well, we're not going to support you anywhere. Because people don't think about, oh, well, that was just one. It was independently owned and operated. No, like you said, the names on the building, that's who's going
to
pay.
But it is interesting that it just happened to be in Minneapolis.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
It does not make you want to go and visit that area. And Minnesota, I have never been.
Mm-hmm.
But I grew up in Michigan, and I was always told what a beautiful state that Minnesota is. The land of 10,000 lakes and all of that. It is something that I wanted to have on my bucket list. But I got to tell you, with all these things that are coming out about the way they run things or fail to run things, that Governor Walz, that guy is so full of it.
Mm-hmm.
He's actually taking like an aggressive stand about the fraud that it was taking place under his very nose.
Right.
And somehow like he's being picked on. He finally dropped out of the race to be to get another term.
Right.
Trump's
saying he probably won't even last his term. We'll see if that happens or not.
I didn't think that he would quit. Because we've seen in these positions Democrats being so arrogant. If it's a bad combination of being arrogant and isolated and insulated. They don't really know what normal people talk about.
But it sounds like
they have no idea.
It sounds like they're going to be playing a game, though, with the whole switcheroo, with Klobuchar maybe, and there's something going on with that.
Oh, yeah.
A little play in the chess game kind of routine thing.
Yeah.
Which we've seen that happen.
Well, Klobuchar, she's talking about, possibly replacing him. Yep, she's considering a run for governor. Walz, who was obviously the VP candidate just over a year ago, dropped out of the race in shame. That's right, shame. And then whining over the growing Somali fraud scandal. I mean, he's really, again, tried to insulate himself from it. It's like, no.
No, no.
You're the most, supposed to be the most responsible person when it comes to this kind of activity that's taking place right under your nose. Now, listen, here's where it gets interesting. Klobuchar could run for governor, win, and then actually appoint Walz to take her place in the Senate. And I could see that.
Oh, absolutely.
I could see that happening. So instead of this guy being basically drummed out of politics, really, he should be in prison.
As opposed to a promotion, honest, yeah.
Yeah. Now, of course, you're innocent until proven guilty, and they'd have to make the case that he maybe conspired with some of these groups or had great, you know, had knowledge of these activities that were taking place and took no action.
Right.
And I bet you that there is a case to be made in that area. Whether it will be or not, I don't know.
The old what did you know and when kind of thing.
Yeah.
Because he was not in the dark.
I doubt it. Hmm. No, the only thing now that's in dark mode apparently is the ships that are leaving and fleeing Venezuela.
Hmm.
They're like, we're getting out of Dodge. and the tankers are sailing in what's called dark mode. And that's with the blessings of the Venezuelan officials. In other words, their satellite tracking devices are switched off to conceal their movements. And that's, you know, not going to make their movements any safer because we have our own tracking devices.
Mm-hmm.
And we have heat-seeking tracking devices.
Is that what you call those?
Yeah.
Devices?
That's one of the many devices that we may or may not employ.
Uh-huh.
But, oil is going to be important moving forward. It is the lifeblood of the economy of Venezuela, and it has fallen into shambles. And Trump and his team, they may be able to turn things around for the Venezuelan people. That would be an awesome thing.
It would be great, yeah.
7:58 on the Bob Rose Show, and coming up, our friend Fitz Kohler. She is going to supercharge you, Greg.
Oh, I hope so. I need all the help I can get.
It's all coming up next. 97.3 The Sky.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at Angie.com.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy Bobo-pedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.